When oil companies drill in federal waters, they bid for leases to do it. But the Biden administration has canceled three high-profile auctions, two off the Gulf of Mexico and one off Alaska. This as gas prices hit an all-time high. The average gallon goes for $4.40. Ali Velshi joins us to explain. He's MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. And Ali, this is complicated. The feds were scheduled to lease out these three offshore areas. What changed?
Well, so it's a five-year plan, Scott, and we are at the end of the five-year plan. It ends in June. So there were three more of these auctions to be held. When Joe Biden became president, he decided to cancel federal land and water leasing to oil companies under pressure from environmentalists and people who didn't want the government involved in leasing out their land. A Louisiana judge last June said that's illegal and the auctions have to resume. So the government was going to hold these auctions. The last one that they held in November, which was actually a particularly large one, didn't go over very well. There wasn't actually much demand. And the government's argument is that most of the land that and water that's auctioned off isn't used. Most oil and gas doesn't come from the water in America. Most of the oil and gas that comes from the water is not federal land. It's state land or private land. So the government wants to come up with a new plan, and it's trying to balance the concerns from environmentalists who don't want any of it to happen and the concerns from oil companies, the lobby, and the fact that gas and oil prices are high right now. They just don't have a plan at the moment, which is why they've canceled these three sales.
All right. Well, Ali, one perhaps predictable criticism is that the timing is awful, just as gas is so expensive. But new drilling leases, they're not going to help in the short term, right?
No,
I mean, these projects often take a decade.
They take a very long time. And there's an argument that if you believe that they should happen, then you should get on with it. But the fact is it hasn't had much of an impact. This decision hasn't had much of an impact on oil prices. Oil prices are high anyway. This is not a short-term fix, but it has very quickly become a political football. It's oil companies and Republicans accusing the administration of being tone-deaf at a time when Americans are finding it very hard to cope with the increase in gas prices. There's very little truth in that connection at the moment, but it has become very, very political. What oil companies and, in many cases, critics of the president want to do is say, don't be listening to environmentalists right now. Do everything you can to get as much oil and gas produced in America as we can while we're trying to put the pressure on Russia and countries to not buy oil and gas from Russia.
Well, environmentalists are also predictably cheering this, but let's assess that for a second. Does less drilling in the offshore waters of the U.S. necessarily mean less carbon emissions? I mean, if enough drivers demand fossil energy, isn't somebody somewhere in the world going to drill it?
Yeah, it's a really good question. You and I have touched on this before. Right now, you just said that gas prices are $4.40, roughly a gallon. You know, once you get above $4, we have seen that Americans' behavior, consumption behavior changes, right? They get more into public transit. They get more into electric cars.
Oh, this idea of demand destruction.
That's right. But the bottom line is there are still lots of oil producers and lots of oil consumers in the world. So the argument here is let the U.S., as the single biggest consumer of gasoline for driving in the world, take the lead on this. Let's demonstrate what it looks like for the rest of the world. So there is an argument that high prices do create demand destruction above $100 a barrel for oil. And right now we're sitting at $105 a barrel.
Okay, Ali Velshi, MSNBC. Thank you.
My pleasure.